Chapter 3, Matter and Its Changes, Section 1, Physical Properties and Changes. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to identify physical properties of matter, explain why materials with different masses have different densities, observe water displacement to determine volume, describe the states of matter, determine how temperature changes affect substances, and you'll also learn how to classify matter using physical properties. Why it's important? It's important because observing physical properties will help you interpret the world around you. Review vocabulary. Mass is the amount of matter in an object, and your new vocabulary words are physical property, matter, physical change, density, states of matter, melting point, boiling point. Using your senses. As you look in your empty wallet and you realize that your allowance isn't coming anytime soon, you decided to get an afternoon job, after school job. You've been hired at the new grocery store that will open next month. They're getting everything ready for the grand opening, and you will be helping making decisions about where things will go and how they will be arranged. When you come into a new situation or have to make any kind of decision, what do you usually do first? Most people would make some observations. Observing involves seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling. Whether in a new job or in the laboratory, you use your senses to observe materials. Any characteristic of a material that can be observed or measured without changing the identity of the material is a physical property. However, it is important to never taste, touch, or smell any of the materials being used in the lab without guidance, as noted in Figure 1. For safety reasons, you rely mostly on other observations. Page 71, Physical Properties. On the first day of your new job, the boss gives you an inventory list and a drawing of the store layout. She explains that every employee is going to give his or her input as to how the merchandise should be arranged. Where will you begin? You decide that the first thing you'll do is to make some observations about the items on the list. One of the key senses used in observing physical properties is sight, so you go shopping to look at what you will be arranging. Color and shape. Everything that you see, touch, smell, or taste is matter. Matter is anything that has mass and takes up space. What things do you observe about the matter on your inventory list? The list already is organized by similarity of products, so you go to an aisle and look. Color is the first thing you notice. The laundry detergent bottles you are looking at come in every color. Maybe you will organize them in the colors of the rainbow. You make a note and look more closely. Each bottle or box has a different shape. Some are square, some rectangular, and some are a free-form shape. You can arrange the packages by their shape. When the plastic used to make the packaging is molded, it changes shape. However, the material is still plastic. This type of change is called a physical change. It is important to realize that in a physical change, the physical properties of a substance change, but the identity of the substance does not change. Notice Figure 2. The detergent bottles are made of high-density polyurethane, regardless of the differences in the physical properties of color or shape. Reading check. What is matter? Page 72. Length and mass. Some properties of matter can be identified by using your senses, and other properties can be measured. How much is there? How much space does it take up? One useful and measurable physical property is length. Length is measured using a ruler, a meter stick, or tape measure, as shown in Figure 3. Objects can be classified by their length. For example, you could choose to organize the French bread in the bakery section of your store by the length of the loaf. But even though the dough has been shaped in different lengths, it is still French bread. Back in the laundry aisle, you notice a child struggling to lift one of the boxes of detergent. That raises a question. How much detergent is in each box? Mass is a physical property that describes the amount of material in an object. Some of the boxes are heavy, but the formula of the detergent hasn't changed from the small box to the large box. Organizing the boxes by mass is another option. Volume and density. Mass isn't the only physical property that describes how much of something you have. Another measurement is volume. Volume measures the amount of space an object takes up. Liquids usually are measured by volume. The juice bottles on your list could be organized by volume. Another measurable physical property related to mass and volume is density. The amount of mass a material has in a given volume. You notice this property when you try to lift two things of equal volume that have different masses. Density is found by dividing the mass of an object by its volume. Density equals mass divided by volume, or D equals M divided by V. Page 73. Same volume, different mass. Figure 4 shows two balls that are the same size but not the same mass. The bowling ball is more dense than the kickball. The customers of your grocery store will notice the density of their bags of groceries if the baggers load all of the canned goods in one bag and put all of the cereal and napkins in the other. The density of a material stays the same as long as pressure and temperature stays the same. Water at room temperature has a density of 1 gram per cubic centimeter. However, when you do change the temperature or pressure, the density of a material can change. Water kept in the freezer at 0 degrees Celsius is in the form of ice. The density of that ice is 0.9168 grams per cubic centimeter. Has the identity of water changed? No, but something has changed. Reading check. What two properties are related in the measurement of density? States of matter. How does water change when it goes from 20 degrees Celsius to 0 degrees Celsius? It changes from a liquid to a solid. The four states of matter are solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. The state of matter of a substance depends on its temperature and pressure. Three of these states of matter are things you talk about or experience every day, but the term plasma might be unfamiliar. The plasma state occurs at very high temperatures and is found in fluorescent light bulbs, the atmosphere, and in lightning strikes. As you look at the products to shelf in your grocery store, you might make choices of classification based on the state of matter. The state of matter of a material is another physical property. The liquid juices also all will be in one place, and the solid frozen juice concentrates will be in another. Page 74, moving particles. Matter is made up of moving particles. The state of matter is determined by how much energy the particles have. The particles of a solid vibrate in a fixed position. They remain close together and give the solid a definite shape and volume. The particles of a liquid are moving much faster and have enough energy to slide past one another. This allows a liquid to take the shape of its container. The particles of a gas are moving so quickly that they have enough energy to move freely away from other particles. The particles of a gas take up as much space as possible and will spread out to fill any container. Figure 5 illustrates the differences in the states of matter, states of water. Particles of matter move faster as higher temperatures are applied. To demonstrate this, fill one beaker with cold water and another one with very hot water. Add 10 drops of food coloring. Observe in which beaker the color becomes uniform first. Changes of state. You witness a change of state when you place ice cubes in a cup and they melt. You still have water, but in another form. The opposite physical change happens when you put liquid water in ice cube trays and pop them in your freezer. The water doesn't change identity, only the state it is in. For your job, you will need to make some decisions based on the ability of materials to change state. You don't want all of the frozen items thawing out and becoming slushy liquid. You also don't want some of the liquids to get so cold that they freeze. Page 75, melting and boiling points. At what temperature will water in the form of ice change into a liquid? The temperature at which a solid becomes a liquid is its melting point. The melting point of a pure substance does not change with the amount of the substance. This means that a small sliver of ice and a block of ice the size of a house both will melt at 0 degrees Celsius. Lead always melts at 327.5 degrees centigrade, or Celsius. When a substance melts, it changes from a solid to a liquid. This is a physical change, and the melting point is a physical property. At what temperature will liquid water be changed to a gas? The boiling point is a temperature at which a substance in the liquid state becomes a gas. Each pure substance has a unique boiling point at atmospheric pressure. The boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius at atmospheric pressure. The boiling point of nitrogen is minus 195.8 degrees Celsius, so it changes to a gas when it warms after being spilled into the open air, as shown in Figure 6. The boiling point, like the melting point, does not depend on the amount of the substance. Reading check. What physical change takes place at the boiling point? However, the boiling point and melting point can help to identify a substance. If you observe a clear liquid that boils at 56.1 degrees Celsius at atmospheric pressure, it is not water. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. If you know the boiling points and melting points of substances, you can classify substances based on those properties. Metallic properties. Other physical properties allow you to classify substances as metals. You already have seen how you classify things as solids, liquids, or gases, or according to color, shape, length, mass, volume, or density. What properties do metals have? How do metals look? Often the first thing you notice about something that is a metal is its shiny appearance. This is due to the way light is reflected from the surface of the metal. This shine is called luster. New handlebars on a bike have a metallic luster. Words to describe the appearance of non-metallic objects are pearly, milky, or dull. Page 76, uses of metals. Metals can be used in unique ways because of some of the physical properties they have. For example, many metals can be hammered, pressed, or rolled into thin sheets. This property of metals is called malleability. The malleability of copper makes it an ideal choice for artwork such as the Statue of Liberty. Many metals can be drawn into wires, as shown in Figure 7. This property is called ductility. The wires in buildings and most electrical equipment and household appliances are made from copper. Silver and platinum are also ductile. You probably observe another physical property of some metals every day when you go to the refrigerator to get milk or juice for breakfast. Your refrigerator door is made of metal. Some metals respond to magnets. Most people make use of that property and put reminder notes, artwork, and photos on their refrigerators. Some metals have groups of atoms that can be affected by the force of magnet, and they are attracted to the magnet because of that force. The magnet in Figure 8 is being used to select metallic objects. At the grocery store, your employer might think about these properties of metals as she looks at grocery carts and thinks about shelving. Malleable carts can be dented. How could the shelf's attraction of magnets be used to post advertisements or weekly specials? Perhaps the prices can be fixed to the shelves with magnetic numbers. After you observe the physical properties of an object, you can make use of those properties. Using physical properties. In the previous pages, many physical properties were discussed. These physical properties, such as appearance, state, shape, length, mass, volume, ability to attract a magnet, density, melting point, boiling point, malleability, and ductility, can be used to help you identify, separate, and classify substances. For example, salt can be described as a white solid. Each salt crystal, if you look at it under a microscope, could be described as having a three-dimensional cubic structure. You can measure the mass, volume, and density of a sample of salt to find it out if it would attract a magnet. These are examples of how physical properties can be used to identify a substance. Sorting and separating. When you do laundry, you sort according to physical properties. Perhaps you sort by color. When you select a heat setting on an iron, you classify the clothes by the type of fabric. When miners during the gold rush panned for gold, they separated the dirt and rocks by the density of the particles. Figure 9 shows a coin sorter that separates the coins based on their size. Iron filings can be separated from sand by using a magnet. Integrate life science. Scientists who work with animals use physical properties or characteristics to determine the identity of a specimen. They do this by using a tool called a dichotomous key. The term dichotomous means two, to two parts, refers to two parts or divisions. Part of our dichotomous key for identifying hard-shelled crabs is shown on the next page in figure 10. To identify the identification of your unknown animal, you're given two choices. Your animal will match only one of the choices. In the key in figure 10, you are determined whether or not your crab lives in a borrowed shell. Based on your answer, you are either directed to another set of choices or given the name of the crab you are identifying. Figure 10, this is the National Geographic page, found on page 78, visualizing dichotomous keys. Whether in the laboratory or in the field, scientists often encounter substances or organisms that they cannot immediately identify. One approach to tracking down the identity of such unknowns is to use a dichotomous key, such as the one shown. The key is designed so a user can compare physical properties or characteristics of the unknown substances or organism, in this case a crab, with characteristics of known organisms in a stepwise manner. With each step, a choice must be made. Each choice leads to subsequent steps that guide the user through the key until a positive identification is made. So, can you identify the three crabs shown here by following this dichotomous key? Page 79, everyday examples. Identification by physical properties is a subject in science that is easy to observe in the real world. Suppose you volunteer to help your friend choose a family pet. While visiting the local animal shelter, you spot a cute dog. The dog looks like the one in figure 11. You look at the sign on the cage. It says that the dog is male, 1 to 2 years old, and its breed is unknown. You and your friend wonder what breed of dog he is. What kind of information do you and your friend need to figure out the dog's breed? First, you need a thorough description of the physical properties of the dog. What does the dog look like? Second, you need to know the descriptions of various breeds of dogs. Then you match up the description of the dog with the correct breed. The dog you found is a white, medium-sized dog with large black spots on his back. He also has black ears and a black mask around his eyes. The manager of the shelter tells you that the dog is close to full grown. What breed is the dog? Narrowing the options. To find out, you may need to research the various breeds of dogs and their descriptions. Often determining the identity of something that is unknown is easiest by using the process of elimination. You figure out all of the breeds the dog can't be. Then your list of possible breeds is smaller. Upon looking at the description of various breeds, you eliminate small dog and large dog breeds. You also eliminate breeds that do not contain white dogs. With the remaining breeds, you might look at photos to see which ones most resemble your dog. Scientists use similar methods to determine the identities of living and non-living things. Page 79, the summary. Physical properties. Physical properties include color, shape, length, mass, volume, and density. States of matter. There are four states of matter. Matter can change from one state of matter to another. States of matter is determined by how much energy the particles have. Using physical properties. Substances can be classified according to their physical properties. That ends section 1 of chapter 3, Matter and Its Changes.